You went out on a first date.
Everything went well. We had a little kiss. It was great.
And you're still waiting for the second.
Why is he not texting?
Marco and Krista.
Come on, just text. Text. Come on. We had a good time. You know you want to text me.
It's second date update.
93.1 Jams, it's Marco and Krista. You heard Sam's story. He met Dakota. By the way, beautiful name. I love the name.
Mm-hmm.
On OKCupid, they went out. They had a date. There was candlelight dinner, which is romantic. Not romantic when Sam went to push the candle away from him and accidentally caught Dakota's hair on fire.
Yeah, and then supposedly she went to the bathroom, but she never came back.
Yeah, that's never a good sign either way. Hopefully she didn't go to the hospital. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sam, don't say anything. We're going to call Dakota right now. We're going to figure all this out, okay?
Hello?
Hey, but looking for Dakota.
That's me.
Dakota, how are you? I miss you.
Oh, gosh, creepy.
I'm just kidding. This is Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. Dakota, how are you this morning?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. Hey, we're doing a little thing on our show that we call Second Date Update. It's where you've been out with somebody, and for whatever reason, they haven't heard back from you. In this case, we were talking to one of our buddies, Sam, who said he went out on a great date with you and then hasn't heard back from you at all.
Yeah.
And we were just calling on you to see if you were okay, if everything was all good.
Oh, God. Yeah.
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 Remember what? Sam the man?
Candlelight man.
Listen, I just, you know, I guess he told you what happened, or?
Not in so many words.
Yeah.
He did say his name was Sam the Candleman. I didn't know what that meant, but so what happened?
Okay, so, you know, we met on a dating site, and he took me out to dinner. It was really nice, and he kind of moved a candle close to me. I don't think he did it intentionally, but my hair caught on fire.
Oh, honey.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, to tell you the truth, I was just really embarrassed. I ran to the bathroom, and when I saw the damage that had happened, I was just floored and really, really embarrassed. And I didn't want anyone to see me, not alone, you know, not just him, but anyone. I just ran out of there as fast as I could. And honestly, I just feel like the entire date was ruined by that moment. And I really, truly just didn't want to continue on. And he's been calling me and texting me, and I've, you know, sending me messages on Facebook, and I really, truly haven't been responding to him because I'm just really embarrassed. I think that's like the worst thing that could happen. I had really bad damage.
Yeah, so like it burnt most of your hair off, or did you have scalp damage? Or
yeah, I had had a lot of like burned. I had to actually cut my hair. I mean, luckily I had like a piece in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was what completely went up in flames. But it made me actually have to cut my actual hair.
Yeah.
Oh, so you had extensions in your hair?
I had extensions
yes.
in that night, and surprisingly, that was the first time I wore it. Like, I wore it just for him because it was, like, a special occasion.
Oh, yeah, they're so, I mean, how fun to have long hair and
yeah.
show it off.
Yeah, and
it just, it was horrible. It was just, like, nightmare date. And again, it really didn't have anything to do with him, per se, except for the fact that he caught my hair on fire.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I just felt like I couldn't face anyone.
You look like a hot mess, basically.
Literally. Hothead. All right, well, I do have to tell you, Dakota, Sam is with us, and he's super sorry about it. So, Sam, it turns out it was the fact that you burnt her hair. You caught her on fire. But listen, I mean, if you guys ever end up working this all out, you could be like, you know, hey, the first night I met your husband, you know, I met my wife. She was on fire. She was hot for me.
Ooh, yes.
You have some good stories. Look, I know you're a little bit embarrassed, Dakota, but what I like to do on Second Date Update is if you guys want to try it again, we're going to send you back out to a place. I'll take care of the entire meal, everything 100% paid for. You guys can try it out one more time. Maybe you can wear a wig or something. something, or you know, maybe even a fireproof shirt or something.
Maybe Sam, you could buy her extensions back for her.
Something, but we'll pay for everything if you want to. If you're up for a second date,
I mean, I'm down. Okay. I mean, again, Dakota, I apologize. Like, I hope I wasn't like weird, and I hope I didn't blame me for the candle incident.
Sam, he did say in his defense that he's just a very awkward person, and he wasn't trying to. He was trying to be smooth, and he just he candle lit your hair.
No, I could tell that he was a little awkward. It's actually kind of cute, but I don't. You know what? Okay, I will agree to go out on another date under one thing, though. We have to go out in the middle of the day where there are, like, no candles.
And I think that's fair.
I can't. Yeah.
I think that's a fair point.
Scarred a little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Sam, you're back. Congratulations. That always makes it feel good here. So there you go. You can go back out. You guys can have a good time, and then maybe this will turn into a hot romance.
Mm-hmm.
You guys will have burning hearts for each other. And whatever
that's
burn,
not funny.
Yeah, whatever other burn joke we can put in there, or fire joke. So look, that'll be good. Good, that'll be nice.
Okay. Well, I look forward to it.
All right. Good. Aww. Sam, what are you thinking here?
I better not touch fire or stay away from fire.
Yeah.
Just
say no.
Yeah, exactly. All right,
no
good.
No blow torches, no matches, anything. No lighter.
Yeah. No pyrotechnics for you, homie.
Stay away from fire.
Okay, you guys need to stop. You're giving me flashbacks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cute.